This is just a brief following on my previous episode on the different phases of your SMSF. Bear in mind, in the accumulation phase, you cannot take any funds out of the SMSF for your to your personal accounts, unless, of course, in some extreme circumstances, the ATO has outlined on their website all the different circumstances in which you can withdraw funds in your SMSF while it's in accumulation phase. Now, bear in mind also withdrawal from funds in your accumulation phase, it is taxable at your marginal individual rates. We're talking about the tax, the taxable element of your fund balance. It's taxed at your individual marginal rate. So you will need to declare that you have withdrawn X amount of dollars from your SMSF based on compassionate grounds or whatever grounds that the tax office has outlined in their on their website. You can easily search for those particular grounds. One of the other grounds is terminal medical illness, but with that, obviously, there are rules around withdrawing funds on that basis. Any funds that you withdraw that's in accumulation phase, you need to declare that in your individual tax return and pay marginal tax on the taxable component of your super fund. So it's definitely not illegal to withdraw amounts from your super, except for on the basis of any of the grounds in which the ATO has outlined. If you withdraw outside of the grounds that the tax office has outlined in their on their website, that is illegal. It is against the laws. It is against the tax law and the super laws. And you could be facing fines and severe penalties to the fact that you can be disqualified as a trustee. So you won't be able to have an SMSF any longer, and you won't be able to even be a trustee of any other entity any longer. That's if it's been found that you have intentionally withdrawn from your accumulation phase without any of the grounds that have been specified and prescribed by the tax office. So that's just a little note to be very wary and be very mindful of.